It's Monday, the 3rd of March, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, that was a good song right back there to start off this here episode of The Sounds in My Head. That was Moby featuring Damian Girota with the song Almost Home. That was the Moby analog mix version that came off the EP for Almost Home, which is just like, you know, an hour plus versions of that song, just like different versions over and over, remixes by, you know, Washed Out, a lot by Moby, more dancey, less dancey, you know, all sorts of different things. Comes from his new album, at least originally, called Innocence, which if you like Moby, you want to check that out. Of course, Moby hadn't done anything in a while, but he's back in a big way. Good stuff right there from Moby. All right, up next, a band from Los Angeles. They're called Papa We're going to hear a couple of tracks. First, Cotton Candy, and then Got to Move, both from their album Tender Madness. Pretty great stuff. If you like these two tracks, I think they're representative, so pick up the whole thing. So here we go. Without further ado, Papa with Cotton Candy and Got to Move right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Like a babe.
Finally, new rule, someone must tell me, what is with this new trend of people who have all the power acting like they're the oppressed ones? Heterosexual Christians under siege from gays. White people complaining that reverse racists are trying to strip them of their right to shoot unarmed black men. And most bizarre, the recent wave of billionaires sobbing that they're being demonized and under attack. Stock trader Steve Schwarzman, net worth $8 billion, once said that Obama raising his taxes 3% felt like when Hitler invaded Poland. Now we have Tom Perkins, net worth $8 billion, saying the richest 1% are so persecuted in America They feel like Jews in Nazi Germany. You know, even when your shady financial tricks tanked the economy, nothing happened to any of you. Nobody went to jail. Nobody went broke. You just got richer while everybody else got poorer. The Oxfam committee released a report this year on global inequality, and the 85 richest people, 85, own more than the bottom 3.5 billion put together, which is half the planet. How could that happen? Well, billionaire Sam Zell knows the answer to that. He said the rest of America should stop bitching about the 1% and realize they are the 1% because they work harder. Okay, now we do need to come after you with pitchfork. Is talking on the phone in a comfortable office really more degrading than working in a slaughterhouse or a sweatshop or on a reality TV show?
was some good stuff right back there. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. from Detroit. Big fan of those guys. I've played them on the show before. But now they got this new record. It's called The Speed of Things. Very good. We heard two songs. We heard Dark Water and then Warzone. And the latter, kind of a long song. I probably made that a little shorter for you just to trim it up. But it's a great song. I love that song. Up next, a band from Vienna, Austria. I feel like I don't say that often enough. They're called Chronic City. And we're going to hear two tracks off their new EP, Myra Falls, which you can download for free. So if you like these two songs, look for links at thesoundsofmyhead.com to where you can just download the whole puppy for nothing. That's how much they're charging for it these days. Anyway, we're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Ocean of Luxury featuring Sleep Sleep, and then Key Biscayne featuring Henry Joel. Did I say that right? Biscayne? I don't know. Pretty great songs, and can't beat the price. It's kind of like M83. So here we go. Chronic City right now on The Sounds of My Head. Stand alive.
Did you know that during World War II, FDR actually proposed a cap on income that in today's dollars would mean that no person could ever take home more than about $300,000? Okay, that is a little low. But wouldn't it be great if there were Democrats out there like that now who would say to billionaires, oh, you're crying? We'll give you something to cry about. You don't want a minimum wage? How about we not only have a minimum wage, we have a maximum wage? That is not a new idea. James Madison, who wrote our Constitution, said, government should prevent an immoderate accumulation of riches. Washington, Jefferson, Hamilton, they all agreed that too much money in the hands of too few would destroy democracy. What can you buy with $2 billion that you can't buy with one? You couldn't spend that kind of cash if you lived forever and your money manager was MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was two great garage rock and lo-fi songs in a row by Jargon Party. Jargon Party from right here in Brooklyn, New York, though recently he moved up to Portland, Maine. So we'll see what he comes out with. He may just like shut the garage door, maybe moved up to Portland, and now it's just going to be like the sounds of like seagulls swarming around the edges of rocky cliffs and the sound of ocean waves crashing and lighthouse beacons. And I don't know. I've never been to Portland, Maine. I have no idea what's in Portland, Maine. I assume it's beautiful. I've kind of always wanted to go. And you know, JetBlue, they got those like announcements like you can fly anywhere from New York City for $10. Like, why not go to Portland, Maine? Maybe I should. What am I talking about? Jargon Party. That's right, Jargon Party. That's what I'm talking about. We heard two songs. We heard Isabella and Will You Space Tonight. Both really awesome songs by Jargon Party. You can get that anywhere music is sold. And I recommend you do so because I enjoy it. Pretty good sort of lo-fi rock music. Speaking of rock music from Brooklyn, how about Fast Years? That's right, they're a band from right here in lovely Brooklyn. We're going to hear a couple tracks. First, Let Me Try, and then Stolen Love, both from their Women EP. And that's kind of all they got at this point, I think. Is maybe like a second single or something. I think it's just a single. Anyway, whatever. Fast Years, pretty good stuff. And kind of remind me of the Vaccines. They seemed like the right thing to go on after Jargon Party, but they've got a little more Ramones in them than Jargon Party does. But similarly, you know, good old-fashioned indie rock. So here we go. Fast Years with Let Me Try and Stolen Love from Women, right here on the Sounds of My Head.
Let's go out, out to a party, 2 a.m. Don't need to worry, time stands still, as long as you're killing with me. Your friends have gone, but we're here together, make small talk about kings and the weather. You're leaning over and on my shoulder now. I got all the gifts.
Yeah.
All right, time to catch up. After Fast Years, we heard Haley Bonaire from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We heard two tracks off her Winter Sounds EP, which she didn't really release Winter Sounds. It's not like it's an album or something. You can just get it on her Bandcamp. She just kind of threw it up on the internets there, and you can pick it up. And I highly recommend that you do if you like the two tracks I played, which were Tiny Rose in the Snow and then Plasticle. And Plasticle was the one that was just straight up like piano. And it's really great. She just recorded these songs like in her bedroom or something, and they're so kind of awesome. They don't sound like your normal Haley Bonaire kind of stuff. It's not like Jenny Lewis or Rilo Kiley kind of sound and stuff, like her normal sort of thing. There's one song that's kind of like she sings on it, at least. It's not an instrumental song. Most of the EP, it's just like kind of stuff I just played. Really good. And I liked it so much. It kind of reminded me of Gonzalez, which fans of the show will know that for years I've been a big fan of Gonzalez, particularly his album Solo Piano, which came out many years ago and is just super duper great. I love it. It's one of my most listened to albums. I just put it on to listen to while I'm working or something in the background. And it's so awesome. I love it. And he finally released a Solo Piano 2. So that's what we heard after Haley Bonaire. We heard Chili Gonzalez from Cologne, Germany. That's where he's living these days. We heard Nero's Nocturne and then Kinniston, both from that Solo Piano 2 record, which I've been talking over the whole show. And if you like Eric Satie like I do, you're going to love Gonzalez. So you definitely want to pick up everything by Gonzalez, or at least any of his like solo piano kind of stuff. It's just so spectacular. And if you ever get to see him live, you should really go, because he puts on a mean live show. That is one funny guy. Really good stuff there. All right, finishing up this episode of the show, Beck. Not exactly a band you might have missed, but you know, he does have this new record and it's pretty good, and I wanted to play it because I like Beck and I like listening to things that I like. And who knows, maybe somebody doesn't know that he's got a new record. It's called Morning Phase, and it's a little different than his past stuff. It's a lot slower, I'll say that for it. There's not very many fast songs. It's plodding, perhaps is the wrong word for it, but whatever, that's the word I'm gonna use. So here we go, Beck from Los Angeles, his song Blue Moon off his new album Morning Phase, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you. us it will divide us both in time.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Othello, Minor Fantasy, Escher, and Papa Gavotte, all by Chilly Gonzalez. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always like to hear from people. You can also look for links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the show.